Are you tired of the I can't mindset?
Hello, good people.
The I'm not good enough mindset.
And welcome to Master
Your
Mind
with
Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Circumstances might look like, or your environment might look like, or your future or uncertainty might look like. I really want you to stay focused on the present moment that you are blessed with and just really stay hopeful for good things to come. And with me, I have back on my show, Harriet Tinka, and I cannot say this woman is not only amazingly beautiful, but she is just genius, and I am just honored to be able to speak with her again and share more about what she's doing. And so Harriet is an invigorating transformational speaker, passionate life coach, blogger, chartered professional accountant, football official, and an ultra marathon runner. She is the founder and CEO of the award-winning social enterprise Empowered Me, Inc., a company whose mission is to inspire and empower girls and women. And she is also the co-author of the book, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life, The 13 Golden Pearls. And I had her on my show initially with her co-author, Dr. Alan Leica, and I was so inspired by the book and by the golden pearls that I had to have her back because it just was not enough time. And so welcome and just thank you for coming back, Harriet, and thank you for giving your time.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be back to talk to you, Dr. Erica.
And so what I want my listeners to hear is a little bit about your story because, I mean, you have an amazing story. And so just share a little bit about your story of just, you know, being an amazing, you know, model and then the traumatic experience you experienced and then kind of what brought you to this amazing kind of life purpose company that you've created.
Oh, you bet. Happy to share my story. And even today, it's always difficult to look back and say I'm a victim of domestic violence. I mean, I was an international model walking the runways full of confidence, yet I was a stalker. I was a victim of a stalker. Well, my story begins when I just retired from the modeling industry. I had been modeling for over 10 years. And then I decided to go get a formal education. It was at the university that I met a fellow student whom I had no idea that his attraction was a psychological trap disguised in love, which later on would turn out to be very fatal. But I was vulnerable enough to trust him and share my life with him. And at the beginning, I was confusing his drama for love. Because he would do something, but he would apologize later. So I thought, okay, things are back to normal. So one particular night, he grabbed me from my apartment building, drove me to an isolated area. And then he asked me, because as we were driving, there was a phone booth. And neither one of us had telephones at the time, no cell phones. So he asked me to go call my parents and tell them this is the last time that my parents will ever hear from me. And at that point, I said no, because I knew at that point, if he's gonna kill me, he's gonna kill me. So I just said no, I had my dignity.
Wow.
And he said again, Harriet, for the second time, I need you to go call your parents and say goodbye to them because you'll never see them again. Again, I said no. So he got really angry at me. He reached out from the glove compartment and he stabbed me in the middle on my left hand my left foot three times and sliced my finger. So I was bleeding everywhere. There was blood everywhere. And I blacked out. Even today, I don't remember how I got to the hospital.
Wow.
So when I woke up, my dad was there, and the doctor told us that I'll never walk again, or if I'm able to walk again, it would be very difficult. So here I was, I'd been an international model walking the runways, and now I was a cripple, not being able to walk, and I was depressed. So the only thing that separated me from confidence and depression was my trauma. And I started feeling sorry for myself. I was at the hospital when I met this little girl, and the details are in the book. So the little girl basically was my turning point. She was my guardian angel. She showed me another path to use my trauma as a purpose. So I figured it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens. And thereafter, I connected the dots from the moment that I met her. And as I was going through the healing process, I opened up my new program called Empowered Me. And Empowered Me is about empowering young girls to be the truest version of themselves, to let go of those negative beliefs and just love themselves on purpose.
Wow. That is such an amazing story. And I just can't imagine how you go from a relationship with a person, kind of going back to the trauma, how you go from a relationship with a person who you feel like is, you know, loving you and supporting you, to all of a sudden now this person wants to kill you and is telling you to call your parents. And the fact that you were like, no, oh my God, you had a lot of courage.
I did. And that's part of vulnerability, just being able to stand up for yourself. The one thing that I know, I did not have a good self-esteem, no self-love, because to have something like that happen to you, you obviously don't love yourself when you're expecting love from somebody else. And I was young, naive, you know, the typical victim of domestic violence. I didn't know the signs of an abusive relationship. So whenever he would abuse me and apologize, I said, okay, it's okay now. It's changing. Mm. So if you love yourself, you won't allow that to happen.
Yeah. Can you maybe name a couple of the signs that you now realize were abusive or a little excessive?
The disrespect, yelling at you in public, embarrassing you, even isolating you from your friends, telling you I'm the only person who loves you more than anything. Nobody will ever love you as much as I love you. So right there's a sign. If he loves you completely, he should let you enjoy your friends, have the freedom to do whatever you want. And he should not disrespect you and yell at you. Whether it's verbal or physical, it's all abuse. It affects you in so many ways.
Yeah, and I think sometimes the verbal abuse is even more damaging because, like you said, it confirms that you're not worthy, which is what you're already feeling.
Yeah, definitely, because it affects your mental health. Because physical, if you go to the hospital and you have a cut on your hand or you're bleeding from your head, the doctor will know exactly what's going on. But you go to the doctor and tell them, you know, you're stressed out, it's not visible. So mental health is invisible but real. And that's the worst part.
You're absolutely right about that. How did you end walking again?
It wasn't easy. It took almost, I would say, 6 months to almost 10 months. I would go every day for physio.
But to go from you may not walk again to, I mean, you must have been like, no. You must have had the same self-determination, like, no, I'm going to live, and no, I'm going to walk. I love that about you.
I'm very driven. When people say no, and I'm very competitive as well. That's why I'm an ultramarathon runner. When you say no, for me, it's okay. What does that mean? I'm going to try and prove you wrong. And that's the thing. Also being from Kenya, we're always taught it doesn't matter what people say. The internal dialogue is up to you. It's what you do with what you have. Don't let other people's voices be your reality. Make up your own reality.
And I think sometimes when you say it's what you tell yourself, sometimes it's hard when what you tell yourself is negative.
It is. You know? Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's so difficult to overcome it, because why do you want to bully yourself? You're your own best friend. The whole world's against you. Why do you want to be against yourself? So you kind of have to have that messaging in your mind.
And that's what I try to teach in my practice, you know, as a psychologist. I'm always working on helping people build their self-esteem, mm-hmm. helping them build their self-love, helping them build mm-hmm. their self-confidence, helping them build that self-talk in a healthy way so that it moves from self-criticism and self-destruction, mm-hmm. hate, to self-love, self-caring, self-empowering.
And that's really difficult to do for a lot of people, because they like sometimes when you've been through so much, it's so easy to think you're a victim. So what I do in my program, I usually bring in, I ask the girls, I come in with usually it's a $20 bill. Sometimes I'll have a $100 bill. So I'll bring in the money and I'll ask everybody who wants this $20 bill, and everybody raises their hand. And then I take the $20 bill, I crumble it. Sometimes I even dump a little bit of water on it and they step on it. And then I ask them, okay, girls, who wants this $20 bill? Again, everybody raises their hand. And I say, you just proved my point. In life, you're going to go through so much. You're going to be hurt. People are going to say negative things to you. You still do not lose your worth. And you just proved it today by wanting that $20 bill. So that becomes so powerful. And they realize all the pain they're going through is part of their journey.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's something that I think when I'm doing a lot of my workshops, I always like to use visuals. Try to show the young girls that if they can see it, to them it makes sense. Because I think a lot of young girls and even boys, they all learn from here is seeing. Like if you're seeing, then you know it's reality. Like your role model, if you see that role model, you see that person, you see, I can be just like them. So they kind of have to, you have to be able to relate to them.
Mm-hmm. And then it's true. I do think that we're moving into a culture of a very visual learning with the social media, and now with the quarantine and us doing virtual, you know, programming, that everything is more visual, and that really helps a person lock into the emotion of it and then the understanding of it.
Yeah, it is difficult for, especially a social skill is obviously not quite there when you're doing the whole virtual learning. So that's why it's so important, just because we're all in that physical distancing and being at home, but that doesn't mean that it's not emotional distancing. It's so important to keep in touch with all your colleagues and call them, especially our older seniors. They really need that phone call every so often because they're home alone. They might not have a loved one. So just giving them a call, or even volunteering to be in one of those organizations where you make a phone call every day to a senior so that they know out there people care.
Have you heard of the tremendous results of CBD oil that has really changed the lives of many? Hi there, I'm Jules Johnson, and I've got to tell you about this amazing CBD oil that Dr. Erica is bringing to the forefront. Oh, I'm so excited about this. Well, CBD oil is now legal in all 50 states with no prescription required. Dr. Erica Montgomery, a licensed psychologist for over 23 years, has many of her clients taking this exceptional quality of CBD oil, which has improved their feelings and emotions with daily stress, insomnia, anxiety, depression, and oh my goodness, so many other symptoms. Well, the question is, why suffer? HempHappier.com can change your life. It did for me. Remember, CBD oil does not have any THC in it. And this means that you won't get high from it. And yet, you get the life-changing properties that come directly from Mother Nature. It will improve the quality of your life dramatically. I promise. Go to hemp.com. hemphappier.com and pick the dosage that you need. That's hemphappier.com.
Hello and welcome back to part two. I have the beautiful, amazing Harriet Tinka with me, and she was telling us about her story of tragedy and being stalked and almost murdered. And you know, I was thinking as she was telling her story, like, how in the book they talk, one of the golden pearls is forgiveness, and I was thinking to myself, how was she able to forgive this person who she thought loved her and then instantaneously just tried to kill her? How do you forgive someone that tries to take your life?
Well, it's definitely not easy. I'm often reminded by the quote by Nelson Mandela, where he said, "I knew walking out that door towards the gate that would lead me to freedom. If I did not leave my past behind me, I'd still be in prison." So that's so powerful. So
wow.
For me, I find a lot of people tell you, you have to forgive quickly so that you can start healing. And forgiving quickly isn't really the way to do it. You can easily forgive quickly if somebody cuts you off when you're driving, or maybe your friend is late. That's easy to forgive. But when you've been through trauma, or somebody has done something to your child, that's really difficult. So for me, what I had to do is, forgiveness is not a natural emotion at all. That's something, it's a temporary act that has to become a permanent attitude. So the most natural emotion is hate. So it's easy to hate. So when that happened to me, my very first instinct was hate. And we use hate to actually protect ourselves. For example, you can say, I hate cancer because it's impacting my family. So what I did for myself, and I've also helped women in a domestic violence situation healing, I used three steps. Number one, because hate is such a powerful emotion and it's how you feel after something has happened. So the first thing I did was say, I hate my attacker because he stabbed me. He put a scar on my leg. So step one, say why you're hating. I hate my attacker because of that reason. And then number two, you turn the hate with positive. I hate my attacker because I love being healthy. So that's step two. And then number three, you get rid of the hate and they say, I love being healthy. So now you've gotten rid of the hate. And then you, every day you just put down, I love being healthy. I love my family. So now it becomes a love journal. And
wow.
The three steps it take a while, but that's how, because the first thing you do, you're in a hate mode. And it's natural. It's not that you're a bad person. It's just that's how you feel. It's an emotion that we all have as human beings. So if you write exactly why you're angry and you hate, and then the next thing you hate because you can no longer do this. I can no longer walk on the runway. I can no longer do this. And then just focus on the positive. So by using those three steps, forgiveness becomes a lot easier for you. It's not easy. It's a long path.
So the process.
When you think of forgiveness, just think of yourself holding a water bottle, maybe 500, maybe 2 liters of a bottle. You're holding it for 1 hour, 2 hours, 24 hours. The bottle hasn't changed, but the pain in your hand will get worse and worse because you keep holding it. So think of that. You have to change that. So the pain is in your hand. You need to stop that. If you don't forgive, it's basically you getting so emotionally and stressed. Meanwhile, your attacker, he's doing good. He's, you know, he's living a life. So you have to forgive for yourself. And that's what I had to do.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love those three steps because I do see how you're using the expression of hate as a natural response, but then you're turning it into love. So you change your focus from what angers you to what makes you happy and what gives you joy and purpose. And that's exactly what you did. You turned your trauma into purpose and you begin to share your experience, your knowledge, your genius with other people in your organization, Empowered Me. Talk a little bit about that. It's so, I went to the site and I tell you, I'm blown away because it's what I'm passionate about. I want to help young people, but everyone, know that they are worthy, that they are loved, mm-hmm. and that they deserve everything good that comes to them. It's a natural born right.
It definitely, I agree. They need to be themselves on purpose. So after my traumatic incident, I got an opportunity to start teaching young girls how to become models. I accepted, and it was so different being on the other side teaching girls. That was my eye opener. I realized the industry, the modeling industry, breeds negativity and low self-esteem in young girls. So when that happened, I said, no, I'm not going to be part of that. I'm not going to encourage young girls to have so low self-esteem. So I came up with a program called Empowered Me, and the program is called I Believe in Me Because. So they have to finish a sentence once they get into the program. I believe in me because I am strong, I'm ambitious, whatever it is that they decide is impactful for them. So the program I focus on the non-cognitive skills that are not necessarily taught in school, like attitude, grit, things like that. Those are not necessarily taught in school. I mean, I'm sure schools would love to teach it, but because of funding, they don't do it. So I call it the power of 12. So we focus on the power of self-esteem and self-confidence, the power of communication, time management. We also talk about poverty, the power of poverty, the power of anti-bullying, the power of diversity and inclusion, money sense. So all of those things that are not taught in school, I go to school and I teach them all.
Wow. Those are life skills. That's life education. And I think that's what you teach in your book. You know, those 13 golden pearls are really life lessons, life skills that will take you through your life and help you have the best life that you can create for yourself.
Oh, you bet. Yes, building that foundation, because a lot of girls are so full of the negative internal dialogue. We are the worst bullies in our entire, it's not other people, it's ourselves. We're constantly bullying ourselves. So by teaching them to see how beautiful they are inside and out, I think it really helps. I use, when they come to my program, I use the power of self-esteem. And most people don't really know what it is. They know, they think they know, but sometimes they don't. So in the program, I use visuals. So I use a treasure box. So I ask them, I have a box that I bring in, it actually looks like a treasure box. So what I do, I tell them, in life, when you're born, you really don't have anything in the box. You're born, you're a new baby. But as time goes on with experience and positive feedback you get from people, they'll say, you're beautiful, you're ambitious, you're strong. So as I'm telling this, I'm putting little jewelry into the box. And I'm telling them, people are giving you the positive feedback, so things are going into your box. But sometimes in life, people can be mean and cruel. So when they say negative things, like you're not good enough, your box starts to empty. You're not strong. I don't want to be a friend. All of those things, now your box starts to empty. And then sometimes people say things that are so hateful that you close off your treasure box and nothing goes in. So if I was to say, oh, Dr. Erica, you're strong. Oh, Dr. Erica, you are ambitious. None of those, because you've sealed your treasure box. And then I ask them, what can you do to open up your treasure box? I give them three keys. And just to make it quick, number one, the first key is that feeling of belonging. If you're in a community of people who love you, your self-esteem is going to boost because they all support you. So that's key number one, the key of belonging. Number two, accomplishment. Let's say you weren't able. Like for me, it took me a few tries to learn how to drive. I failed my driver's license at least two times. So when I got it the second time, that's an accomplishment. Or it can be you failed an exam and you passed. That boosts up your self-esteem. So that's number two, the accomplishment. Number three, appreciation. Like you invited me here today. I appreciate it because I can share my message with others. Or somebody else does something for you. You feel, and they say, thank you. That's appreciation. So those are the three components of self-esteem, the feeling of belonging, accomplishment, and appreciation. So those small steps are great. And then you also have the, what leads you, because it's easy to say these three things. The thing that gets you there is a gratitude journal. Being grateful for the little things that you have. I'm grateful for my family for being there for me. I'm grateful for my friend. I'm grateful for the air I breathe. just the little stuff. It's a small stuff that gets you where you need to be. So just basically, that's one of the things I teach the young girls.
I love that. I love that box. Like you said, using the visuals really grabs their attention to see the point that you're making, and they remember it.
They do. You know? Yeah, they do. They definitely do. I even sometimes I use the Jenga game. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yes, so I am.
So you take one piece, you put it up. So when it falls down, I teach them, hey, you know, if you don't have a strong foundation, everything's going to fall down. So it's about building a foundation. So when they come to my class, I'm building their Jenga. I'm building their foundation.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think what you're doing is you're allowing them to love themselves. You're allowing them to begin to value themselves so that they know their own worth. And what their worth is, it's from them, not from external.
Exactly. Yes. That is so key. I even tell them, we're going to do a marketing strategy. You're going to prove to me that I want to be your friend. So then they have to come up with the positive things, because the marketing strategy is you have to love me because of whatever reason. So it's always, that's always impactful to see what they can come up with. It's outstanding.
Yeah. It's amazing. And it kind of relates to, in the book, kind of relates to the purpose. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, those four questions that you ask?
Oh, you bet. So in the book, we call it the Ikigai, which is a Japanese for, it means reason for being. Now, in the Ikigai asks four questions. Number one, what is it that you love to do? Number two, what is it that you're good at? Number three, what is it that the world needs or the community needs? And then number four, what is it that you can do and get paid for? So these are the four questions you have to ask. And once you'll find the answers to those four questions, then you have your Ikigai. So for me, my Ikigai is to wake up every day feeling, my goal is to help people wake up every day feeling fulfilled and empowered so they can live the most fantastic life that they are meant to have. And I love doing that, especially with young girls.
Your program is amazing, and I am going to share it with all of the young people that I know, because they need to know that they have the power to create their own future, and they have the power within them to be enough, to be worthy, and to feel like they can contribute, you know.
You bet. And in the program, I don't just focus on the young girls as well. I have boys workshop as well, because in order for us to support our girls, we definitely need to focus on our young boys too as well, and men. So I do have programs for boys. It doesn't seem to be the most popular workshops though. It seems, I've never really understood why boys don't want to come in and talk about feelings, but I do have workshops for young boys as well, and mothers and daughters as well.
Yeah, then that might change, you know, as we're becoming more evolving as a human race. Hopefully that'll change, because the boys definitely need that same empowerment. But share with my listeners where they can find you, find your information, register for your programs.
Oh, you bet. So they can find me, and my website is www.empoweredme.ca. And we're going to be starting our summer program. It will be virtual. So we'll have the power of 12. And they can just log on and they can register, and we'll work with them. And it's really exciting. It's been a really popular program. A little different because we're not used to virtual.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's an amazing program that is going to really change lives, and you know, our youth are our future, and
you
so
bet.
when they change, we all change.
Yes, yeah. I often say the young people are they're leaders of today, because we get to think of it today, not the future, because most people say they're leaders of tomorrow, but I always say no, you're the leaders of today. You get to start doing the work now.
Exactly. Why wait to be great?
And for the book, the website that they can go in for the secrets to living a fantastic life is www.fantasticlifebook.com. Fantasticlifebook.com.
There you have it, Miss Harriet Tinka. Thank you so much for joining me today on my show, and I look forward to many more communications with you.
Oh, I'm excited about it. And yes, same with me. I'm looking forward to working with you again. And all the best to your listeners. And just remember, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.